Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is Kevin Kenny. Adrian Young has joined us here backstage at Coachella. Adrian, thanks so much. It is the world famous K-Rock. Let's give a plug to the station. Now, we are on the precipice, Adrian, of weekend two, the huge No Doubt reunion set. And I think the question on everybody's mind is, how is Dream Car doing?
Dream Car is going to be doing really well next month when we do two shows, the El Rey on the 10th and the Cruel World Festival on the 11th with a bunch of great 80s bands.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Duran Duran and Blondie and Simple Minds. Really excited to play with those guys. But first and foremost, this No Doubt thing has been a friggin' whirlwind. It's at times it's been overwhelming, because it's been so many years, and the response was 1,000 times better than we expected. And it's interesting to live suburban life for so many years as a dad and just as a, you know, at home engineer producing records and scoring movies and just being a kind of a, you know, studio rat to go back to this life for a couple weekends. It's fucking weird.
We all, of course, whether you were here at Coachella last weekend or watching on the YouTube live stream like I was, we watched the performance. How far into that performance, you talk about that adjustment going from your life as you know it today to the masses out here at Coachella 2024. How long into that set did it take for you to adjust?
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, it took coming out of the middle of the audience in itself is a weird experience.
It's badass. Very intense. It looks sick.
However, you know, looking at Tom and Gwen, Tony and Steve and Gabe, and just feeling the energy that happens when the six of us step onto a stage is something that I just have never felt in any other, in anything I do. And to be a part of that team again on stage and connect with this many people is almost better than sex.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm a walking hard on tonight.
That is a scoop, ladies and gentlemen. if you don't mind, you know, once you obviously guys agree to do this, the deal is done, and then the creative portion of the preparation commences. What does that look like? I think fans would be fascinated to hear of when you guys get in the room and you go, okay, what does this look like, and how do we do it? What is the set list, and what is it? You know,
well, in the old days, we would get in a room, like you said, and talk it through. This started out more like a Zoom thing. You know, we do like creative Zoom calls. That was different for us. But that's kind of normal for everything these days, you know, post-COVID. But the process was pretty similar to the old days, and it was super smooth and fun, and everybody was engaged, and it took very little time for it to feel like home. Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I would ask you if the nerves are getting to you, but this guy proposed to his wife at a No Doubt concert one time. Back in the day.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine. How would you compare? I mean, that is such a momentous, beautiful moment in your life that you chose to, you know, happen at a live event. Can you compare the nerves of something like this to something like that?
I really can't. That was pretty intense, although it was at a club in San Francisco. This, to not play together for 9 years and then step in front of 100,000 people or whatever the number is out here, is it's really something that I've had a hard time wrap my head around. Like I said, you know, being a suburban dad and then stepping out and doing that with my bandmates, it's been overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's an understatement.
Well, very cool. And do you want to give a quick shout out, because he doesn't get a lot of plugs these days, but we still love him. The Poor Man, I heard on the Offspring podcast, was one of the first people to play you on K-Rock.
He might be the first. Now, my memory is a little hazy, so I don't want to be incorrect about that, but that might be the case.
Okay.
It probably is.
All right.
If he says it is, then he's probably telling the truth.
He says a lot of things, I think, the Poor Man does. Well, in closing, Adrian, I was watching your interview with The Offspring, and you had a bunch of great K-Rock anecdotes. And as folklore says, back in the day after your first album was released, there was a former K-Rock executive that said that it would take an act of God for K-Rock to play No Doubt. So thank God for that act, and thank God for No Doubt.
Or thank the devil.
Yes, exactly. Now, actually, we have to do this before we leave. Your kids are responsible for this.
Yes. So in the late 90s, I used to have these cut-out devil horns for my hair. And my kids said, for this week, they said, you need to go back to the devil horns. And I said, nah, I don't. And, you need to do it, Dad. Damn it. And they were getting kind of mad at me.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it for you.
Kids always know. Adrian, thanks so much and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.